let's start with you, Kirby. Tell me a little bit about your history. How long have you been here?
Mom and Dad moved onto this farm when I was 11. So I guess that was back in 75. I grew up farming alongside Mom and Dad to a certain extent, going to school. Always wanted to be a farmer. I guess I knew that. I guess I was fortunate in grade 7 or 8. I already figured that I was coming home. And then things just progressed. And then, yeah, Arlene and I got married. And Mom and Dad offered us the opportunity to join forces with them. So Huckstakes Poultry Farm Limited became an identity in 1987. And then slowly on, succession planning took place. Mom and Dad stepped aside. And then Bryce and Dana came in. And then, yeah, we did another estate freeze a little bit later. And then Angela and Ryan came in. So it's been a... I'm going to say it's been a blessing. We were originally a laying hen farm. At one point, I think we had close to 20,000 laying hens. And then when Bryce came on board, he just loved working in the what I call the brother barn now, but raising the starter pullets. And so slowly on, the focus changed to go to more meat birds, the broilers. And then we've always had cattle here. I guess the cattle came from Arlene's side because I never grew up with cattle.
I grew up dairy, so when we got married, we... had some cattle because it was a pasture, so the cattle just started from there.
Yeah, we turned a profit the first time. We asked Mom and Dad if we could rent a pasture, and we turned a profit, and that was the end of us having cattle on our own because Mom and Dad wanted it on it.
So now we're meat birds, cattle, and cash crop.
What was succession planning like in coming on board?
For me and Dana, I kind of the same as my dad. Growing up, I always knew that I wanted to farm, and the rule kind of was you go out and do a couple of jobs off farm. That helps you figure out if you want to be at on the farm. So did that and then came back to the farm and, yeah, loved it even more. Mom and Dad have been great allowing us to join them, and because I think it'd be pretty easy for them to slow down and retire, but this way they have to keep going. So been pretty smooth for us.
And for you, Dana, same sort of experience?
I felt like everything was very open. Like, dialogue has always been very open about what's going on, and I really appreciate that. It's nice to have not just business partners, but family. Like, we all have the same goal. We all have the same dream.
Our family life is a priority here, you know? So, like, if there are things we have to shift around because we have family priorities come up, everyone here takes that seriously because it's his grandson, it's his nephew, it's her grandson. It's so much more interconnected.
Pick up the slack when somebody's got to go early or whatever, right?
Yeah.
You just do that for each other, and it goes back and forth.
We have a farm calendar where everybody can access it online.
That would be a great example of how we've used technology to balance our work and family life here.
Absolutely.
And how it's been a blessing to us is that we can all pull out our phone. We all know we can plan our day.
Talking about technology, other aspects where technology might play a role.
A big part is our chicken barns are kind of fully automated. We have towers that connect everything back to the computer in the office. So kind of we're always able to monitor our poultry barns.
We're not like fully auto steer, but we have GPS for spreading manure and stuff. You still gotta drive by hand, but it's follow a line on a screen.
That's next on our radar.
Farming something that you're putting the things in place for your kids.
I think we're always growing the farm towards the next generation.
Yeah,
the hope is that it's not a pressure, that they don't feel a pressure to do it, but that they know the door is open.
Much the same as like what my parents did. It was not like a pressure to come on board, but that there was always room.